Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas empathizing with the enemies of the Tush Push, including McVay, who's coming in here on Sunday. We'll let you hear what he had to say about the Tush Push coming up. Later in the show, as we've begun and we did it last Wednesday, we'll do it this Wednesday. Our top 10 quarterbacks right now. It's a week-to-week thing, so through 2 weeks of the season, who are our top 10 quarterbacks in the league? We'll see how Hugh Douglas puts himself in a blender on this one. I saw him earlier today. You were working on your list. How's it coming out?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, are you good?
Yeah.
Oh, you found your angle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very excited for this.
I don't like it where you said that, though.
Well,
like
you had working. A clear angle last week.
I have an agenda.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's get our next guest, who never has an angle. Just his opinion. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Up to the 5th seat. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, how are we doing today?
Man, I got to say, it is getting dangerously close to pumpkin spice season. Like, I was just outside. It feels like jacket
it's
weather.
Almost here.
Football's back. It's almost time. I'm excited for Hugh to try his first one. So it'll be good.
I'll probably.
There was a little chill in the weather today. Yeah, I liked
exactly.
it. What do you got, Hugh?
I like bacon. The pumpkin spice bacon hits.
Well, you know what you do? You make the pumpkin spice coffee or latte. Your choice.
Like, that's over.
And then you do it with the bacon. The whole house will smell wonderful.
It's probably over.
What a way to start the day that would be.
And that's a football guy way to start the day. All right, Elliott. Let's talk about what we saw Sunday and kind of look ahead here. Elliott, first, before we get to the details of it, what's your take on all the reaction? It feels like we're in March again to the Tush Push. It's almost like the people that cover the NFL forgot that the Eagles run it and they watch the game on Sunday like, oh yeah, this is annoying. What's your take on all the takes about the Tush Push this week?
Yeah, I thought Adam Schefter and the people that have brought it up are mostly correct. And I think Eagles fans should embrace it. If I came on here and I said the Eagles won that game because they converted on third down, they converted on fourth down, and they converted in the red zone, nobody in the world would be like, that's a crazy take. That's where games are won. And the Eagles invented a play that helps them win on crucial downs, and they run it to perfection. So I understand that the Tush Push, because it has a name, and like I get the obsession with it. But when Adam Schefter says they won that game because they converted on key downs, like, that's correct. He's saying it in a roundabout way that upsets people, but I really think people in like the Eagles and their fans should embrace it. They've invented a play that no one can stop that helps them win almost every close game they're in. I don't really get the pushback there.
Well, I agree with the way you framed it there. I think it's something that everyone should be proud of. Like, the Eagles have this play and it helps them win football games, and everyone's upset about it. I got Hugh over here empathizing with the pushback.
No, well, the reason why is because NFL is a copycat league, Joe. In ESP, and for whatever reason, a lot of teams have not been able to emulate this play. They've tried.
Buffalo's the only one who does it even approximate like the Eagles.
Yeah, and even they had a problem with it. That there lies the rub. I told a story earlier where nobody wants to see you doing better than them. This is exactly that.
But that's a them problem, not an us
problem. No, but okay. You're right. And I'm not arguing that. But if you can't beat them, then you change the rules. You circumvent the rules, and that's what they're trying to do. That's why pushback is the way – that's why it is what it is.
Well, and what's crazy is if other teams could do it, I actually think it would probably get kicked out of the game even quicker. Like if they had a play that every single team in the league could execute on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 and 1st and goal from the 1, like they would get that out the game quick. So I think in some ways the fact that the Eagles are the only one that can do it is probably why it's still around. And it also shows that it's not some cheat code play. Like the Eagles designed the play. Mm-hmm. They practice it 2 days a week. They have the personnel to do it. It just is what it is. Like it's clear the topic's never going to go away as long as it's around, but to take it out of the game would be foolish. As long as the Eagles are the only team that can do it, like it's their play. They shouldn't take it away.
Yeah, and we saw the new rhetoric, right? And Joe DeCamera was on this earlier in the weekend. I totally agree with him. Last year, the rhetoric was, well, it's a
dangerous play.
Yeah, dangerous, not aesthetically pleasing. Now the new one is, led by Dean Blandino, oh, we can't officiate this, which that's your job. So,
yeah,
like, then you can't do your job
but
well
enough.
But
even that one's much like the injury excuse we heard this last offseason. In fact, I would even say the injury thing is at least coming from a good place, right? Like, if they're going to kick it out because they think a player might get hurt on it, like, I don't think the dad is there, but at least I can see it. To say that it's tough to officiate, they've been running the play for 4 years, and this is the first time there's ever been any controversy about it being officiated incorrectly. So I don't think that will hold up either this offseason.
All right, now let's get to the details of the game and where this team is right now. And you kind of alluded to, we really kind of parsed through what Schefter said. He's not wrong. They won because of short yardage. They won because their ability to convert on 3rd and 4th down. But I could also say they're in a lot of those situations, Elliot, because they're not getting explosive plays, right? They're not generating easy first downs. Everything is hard right now for the Eagles offense. Elliot, you always give Jalen Hurts a grade, the passing game a grade, and then you do the rewatch. What did you take away from the passing game week 2 after watching it live and then rewatching it a second time?
Yeah, so I gave Jalen a C after rewatching it. I gave him that live as well, but I got to the rewatch grade in a bit of a different way. So I think Jalen deserves a ton of credit for winning that game. He did not turn the ball over. And if you want to go back to the tush push, like he made a lot of big plays on 3rd and 4th down. We always view the tush push as like a team thing, and it is. But it is Jalen that's actually converting those. Like he's the one that's carrying the ball. He's the one, one of the only quarterbacks in the league that can seemingly do it. So I think he gets credit for all those conversions, and that matters. But I also think rewatching the game, guys were open, and I saw some of the same issues they had in the passing game last year, where Jalen is holding on to the ball just a tick too late. And when he holds on to it just a tick too late, then guys aren't open. The quick slants, like those close, right? So I know Petullo has been getting a lot of blame over these past few days. I think it's almost completely unwarranted. Like he certainly holds blame for the passing game not playing well. He is the coordinator. But we have seen over the years that if Jalen plays well, the offense clicks. Like it's kind of that simple. The Eagles offense is not rocket science. They have talented players. They get open, and Jalen's got to throw them the ball. So I know we do this once a year, but like for me, it's pretty simple. Jalen has to be better in the passing game, and those plays will start to be there.
Elliot, with that passing game and the way Hurts is playing, you have been pretty adamant about this and consistent the last year plus, that when they don't turn the football over, they win, and the numbers bear it out. And Jalen Hurts has done a great job, you know, I would say almost a full year now, right, the end of last September to now, of just not putting the ball in harm's way. And I want to throw two stats at you and then ask you a question. So the first stat is, through 2 weeks, he has the third best percentage of turnover-worthy plays, right? He's not putting the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. But also, this is the lowest depth of target of his career so far, which is about 6 yards per target. Elliot, have we gone too far with this? And I guess the way I'll frame the question is, should he just let it rip a little bit more?
So I do think he needs to let it rip a little bit more, but I don't think he should let it rip to the point where he goes from third best in the league at turnover-worthy plays to like 12th, because the math is very clear. And Zach Berman of The Athletic tweeted this two days ago. They're like 36-2 when they win the turnover battle. When they lose the turnover battle, they're 12-14. Now, I know a lot of teams, when you win the turnover battle, you're going to win the game. Like, I get that. But they win it at a larger rate than most teams. And I also think this idea that there's some big play passing offense, that's really not who they've been. Over the last 2 years, they're in the bottom half of the league in passes, pass completions over 20 yards. And last year they were fourth in pass completions over 40 yards. But the year before that, they were like 15th. So they're not a big passing offense. And the last 2 years, they win all the time, basically, other than that collapse at the end. And they won the Super Bowl. So I think the passing offense obviously needs to be better than it has the first 2 weeks. And I do think it will improve to a certain degree. But they're just never going to be a prolific passing offense. That's just not who they are. They can win without it. But I would rather have him be conservative with the ball than try to, whip it all over the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Elliot, do you think the A.J. Brown thing will continue to stay at a simmer, or is this going to become more of a thing soon? I mean, after the game on Sunday, he was quoted as saying, it's fair to talk about, right? And it kind of reminds me of last year when he said the passing game needs to get better. I mean, they're winning, so everyone is probably going to be quiet, I guess, for now. But how long do you think it will last with A.J. getting 30 or less yards in a game twice in a row and everyone's just cool with this?
Well, if he has 35 yards in the next two games, then yeah, I think they have a major problem. We talk about this a lot as an AJ Brown thing, and I understand why. He's the number one receiver. He talks, I would say, to the media about it maybe a little bit more, but it's really an AJ and Devontae thing. Like, people are fooling themselves if they think behind the scenes AJ is the only one that wishes he was getting the ball more. Of course Devontae wishes he was getting the ball more. Dallas Goedert wishes he was getting the ball more. The only person on that offense that doesn't wish he was getting the ball more is Saquon Barkley, and that's because he touched it so many times last year. They have to now bring his touches back. So yeah, do I think that the receivers and the pass catchers are frustrated? Of course, but they've lived in this world for over a year. There's a reason the entire message that Nick sends to the team is trying to convince people catching the ball isn't the only way they can win, right? Contribution over credit, that's only there because AJ and Devontae don't get to put up the numbers that they would in other offenses. Now they win. AJ has a ring on his finger. Devontae has a ring on his finger, but I completely understand their frustration. I think they're completely correct to be frustrated.
Elliot, first thought, I'm sure you have had more than one, but your first thought with us about the game on Sunday, the Rams are coming in and they've looked good through 2 weeks. I think you date back to last year. They're 9-0, or the last 11 games, they're 9-0 against everyone not named the Eagles, 0-2 against the Eagles. So they've been playing good football since the second half of last year. The Eagles gave them trouble at the end last year. They gave the Eagles some trouble. What do you think of the matchup Sunday, Rams coming in?
I think it's a tough opponent. The Rams, we focus so much on their offense, and rightfully so. But their defense is really what I think is impressive. Their defensive line, there might not be a better younger defensive line in the entire NFL. They have great pass rushing defensive tackles. They have great edges. Their secondary maybe doesn't have an elite player, but they move guys all around. They're all young. They can play nickel. They can play safety. They can play outside. So their defense is legit, and it has a lot of young weapons. So my concern in this game would be, can the Eagles get to 27 points? Like, if they can get to 27 points, I think there is a decent shot they win the game. But with the way the offense is playing right now, I don't know if I'll feel confident they'll get to 27 points. The Saquon had, like, I don't know, 500 or more yards against them in the two games last year. They're going to come in focused on stopping the run. So the passing game that we just talked about is going to have to step up. And I haven't made the decision yet of who I think is going to win, but it is certainly like a 50-50 game.
It feels like a 3.5-point spread right now. The Eagles are favored at home Sunday. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you Sunday at the pregame show.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks with us there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss. We're talking about the Tush Push today. How does all the hate nationally and from Hugh Douglas over here make you feel? It makes me feel proud. Also, we want to get to coming up. Something Jordan Mailata said on his show on Monday about how they prepare on offense. It was very interesting. And I, for me, a bit concerning about the coordinator here, Kevin Petullo. That's coming up, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions, and we basically go through them every day on this show. It's why we love the game. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. I'm here to tell you, but I don't know what that feel like because I hit most of my bets because I'm just nice like that. That feeling is a thing of the past for you, though, with Game Day Guarantee with Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash. If your football bet loses, guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get up to $10 to get $100 in fast cash. Fan cash, I should say. That's about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use for anything with Fanatics Universe. In the Fanatics Universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Ride, risk your bet with other sportsbooks when you can switch to the Sure Thing. Every single game until October comes with a guarantee. Your old sportsbook, they don't know what you're talking about when you talk about that. They're done at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.